Welcome back. Nice to have a chat to Ash Hansen. He is one of the Western Bulldogs assistant coaches. Ash, welcome. How are you, mate?
I'm well. Good to join you guys.
Yeah. Now, how's it been in quarantine here in Perth after, of course, getting the job done just up there in Brizzy last weekend? What a game of footy it was.
Yeah, it was. It was an amazing game to be a part of, and our boys obviously did enough to get over the line, which, yeah, it's super exciting. And, we've thoroughly enjoyed our week in Perth before jumping back on the jet to go to Adelaide tomorrow. But apart from today, the weather's been beautiful and we've had some good training days and, good block of recovery. So we're prepared and ready to go.
Lots of storylines coming out of that game. One was around Marcus Bontempelli, but I saw some footage today. He looked okay. He's been named. Are there any concerns at all?
No, he's improved as every day's gone on this week, hey. So, it's a real big boost to have your captain available and obviously the player voted MVP by his peers. So, integral part of our team. And, there was obviously some concern from the outside during the week, but he was optimistic after the game and has improved as every day's gone on. So, we're excited to have him part of the team.
But, unfortunately, you lose Alex Keith, and he's one of your most important players given what he's been doing from a lockdown point of view.
Yeah, he's been tremendous, Keithy. Just had that hamstring tightness during the week that's held him back a bit. And going into these finals, you just can't take a risk on a player that isn't 100% right. And the fact we've got Zane Cordy, who recovered from illness that he suffered a couple of weeks ago that kept him out of the Essendon game. And then subsequently, we went unchanged into the Brisbane game. He's a great replacement for this week. And optimistically thinking if we get through, Alex Keith will be right versus losing him for a month. So a calculated decision, a tough one, but I think it's the right decision.
Speaking about being 100%, Stephen Martin comes back in. We haven't seen him for a long time and there was a bit of conjecture about whether he'd get his place back in the side, but clearly you think he's done enough work.
Yeah, and there was a lot of discussion around bringing Steph in at the start of the final series because we know that his experience and the position he plays will certainly make us a better team. But then there was the fact that he'd been out for such a long time through his injury and he just hadn't had the cage in the legs. But by us progressing over the previous few weeks, he's been able to build up a lot of continuity in his training. And, we've got to thank and give some credit to Lewis Young and the way that he really attacked the ruck position when he hadn't really been playing there. But his athleticism gave us a really strong contest. But now we bring in a guy that's fully fit now, ready to go, has good craft and experience in that role. So, the time is right and we're confident that Steph can provide us what we need.
Ash, you've got to win the contested possession against this mob, mate, because 17 games, they've won the contested possession. They've won every game, yet when they've lost it, they've won 1 out of 6. So, big stat.
Yeah, we've identified that some of that's a strength in their game with their midfield group and their ability to extract the footy and get it going forward and win territory. And I suppose this time of the year, the midfield groups for every team are so critical because you've got to give yourself an opportunity to score and get field position so you can play that forward half game that we like to play. So it's going to be an enthralling battle. Certainly our last two encounters have been fantastic with us getting up over there. So that doesn't hold any fears that the Adelaide crowd. And then we lost by 2 points, obviously, on our home field. So we won all going into the title fight. And, it's going to be a great clash.
Your clearance count has been unbelievable. Who do you attribute that to, the structure? I mean, blokes like Liberatore. I mean, I've been really impressed by his back end of the season, mate, because not only has he been winning the footy inside and tackling like he always does, but his ability now to get on the scoreboard is another string to his bow.
Yeah, I think it's a team-first and selfless approach by the depth we have in there that they all do share the workload. And if you do have a run with player, you certainly can manipulate the contest to get it in your favour through a numbers game. So I think they really work well for one another. And certainly Jack McRae's had an outstanding year becoming All-Australian. His hands in there, along with Libbers and Marcus's ability to extract, have really given guys on the outside, like Bailey Smith and Nadj Chalor and our wingers, Lachie Hunter, and Rourke Smith, a great opportunity to take it away from the contest. So I think they share the balance really well. And I think that goes a long way to winning that contested ball differential, which is going to be important against the Power.
My co-host here, Paul Hazeby, reckons that Jack McRae is underrated. Do you agree? Do you think that he's given enough in this competition? Do you think he's rated highly enough?
Well, I think he's a two-time All-Australian now, back-to-back. So I think he's starting to get the credit and people are starting to see what he does. Certainly his durability has been outstanding and his ability to front up every week. And from a coaching perspective, when you start to get that reliability and consistency in a player, it makes your life a lot easier. He is as hard as nails and can be super creative with the footy in hand. So, yeah, he's a special player, Jack, and he likes to go under the radar. He's his own man off the field, which is really refreshing to be around. We certainly rate him really highly, and I think the opposition teams are starting to see what he can do.
Top five midfielder in the comp for mine. Over the last 3 or 4 years, he's been that consistent. I think he's a smoky for the Brownlow medal on the back of last year, where he got more votes than Bontempelli. He got 15 votes in a shortened season. I think he can get up around 25 to 28 this year, Carl. But I want to ask about a couple of other midfielders, and sometimes you can have too many. Adam Treloar and Josh Dunkley, because of the amount you've got, they get pushed into different roles, and it's not always easy, is it, for some of those mids on the outside?
No, I mean, much has been said about those boys from the outside, but I think what's been forgotten is that they missed a lot of football, you know, through injury, which is no fault of their own. And then with the state-level competition, you know, coming to a grinding halt, we weren't able to really progress them through probably a plan to return that we would have liked normally. So with the quality of them as players and the way they prepared, that we're willing to bring them straight back into the side and know they're going to get better each week. And they're certainly not at the peak of their powers at the moment, those boys, but geez, they can turn it on really quickly. And I thought Josh took really strong steps last week through the midfield with some of the things that probably don't get seen on the TV around the contest that he provides for others. And certainly Adam Treloar, he's a match winner on his day, and we're really wrapped and excited to have him in the team. And even though he's not playing at his best, we know that he can certainly win a final or turn a final like he was turning games earlier in the year. So we'll continue to back him in, and there's going to be roles for the midfield there, but you're right, Hayes, they all can't play at the same time, and that's when, come finals football, that team-first approach is so important, and the guys are understanding of that and know that that's what's going to take on Saturday night.
Dunkley did go to Parrish in the second half against the Bombers. Do you think he could do that again against the Nolly Wines type?
Well, he's certainly got the capacity, you know, to do that. He's done it previously, as well we've done with Libber. You know, sometimes we flip the script, and if Libber's going to, we send him to someone else. We obviously know that they've got the capacity to do that with Drew. So it's something we've got to watch closely. But I think with the team-first approach and the balance around the stoppage and contest that we'll set up with, we'll back that in first. And then we can make adjustments as the game goes on.
How good would it be if you came to Optus Stadium, you played in the grand final, you're out there, you win the premiership. John Worsfold, your 2006 coach, comes out, gives the medal and the trophy, and Andrew Embley, your teammate from that premiership year, gives out the Norm Smith. It'd be a nice end of the season for you, I would have thought.
Oh, it'd be amazingly special to have those guys involved in a premiership that I'm involved in with the Bulldogs because very close ties and obviously a strong emotional connection to both men for different reasons, one I play with and one I has a coach my whole career. It'd be very poetic, to have them there and to be a part of it. So that's something that certainly it's crossed my mind and I've dreamt of and will continue to strive towards.
Now, are you going to put your hat in the ring for the Carlton job, mate? There's, none of the experienced blokes seem to want it anymore. So does that leave a door open for a bloke like Ash Hansen and all the other assistants, does it, or what?
Well, yeah, it probably does if no one else wants to do it. I suppose you've got to
we'll
push
you up
for then? A phone call, though.
So shall we push you up? Well, you need people to push you up in this industry. So shall we jump on the bandwagon?
I don't know. Is that how it works? I'm not sure, to
be
honest, Carl.
I think it does.
I'm certainly trying to build an experience and a skill set and a resume, I guess, that can put me in that position in the coming years because I've got a passion for coaching and really love it. And, those jobs don't come along very often. So if you're asked to be spoken about, that'd be very exciting.
Mate, we always appreciate talking to you because you talk a magnificent game, and that's why we love having you here on Sports Day. Thank you very much for your time, mate. Enjoy the weekend, and let's hope that you get the job done. I know that Paddy Love, who works for the radio station on 6PR, will be wearing the red, white and blue, and he will be singing loud and proud if you can.
We love that. Thanks, Carl. Thanks, Ace.
Good on you. Ash Hansen, who is doing a magnificent job, and he should put his hat in the ring. There's no doubt about that. He's a very impressive young man. As we take a break here and get to Steve Smith, not the Australian cricketer, but a man that knows his NBA and his NBL basketball, he will join us next here on Sports Day.